Wednesday, 2018. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. Thank you so much for tuning in to Sunday Worship. Yes, here we are. It's Sunday, this November the 11th. It's been a cold weekend already. A little bit of snow yesterday and on Friday morning. Yeah, here we are. It is Sunday. Friends, so good to see you. If you're not too familiar with the program, Sunday Worship, we focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And got some wonderful God-honoring music. Music that will prepare our hearts and minds on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Let's start things off this morning with Aaron Benward. It's Shout to the Lord, right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days, I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth that I see. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas roar at the sound of your name. And I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever Savior, for there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, you're my shelter, tower of refuge and strength. I let every breath, all that I never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth that I sing. A power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas roar at the sound.
That's right. Nothing compares to the promise that we have in Jesus. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in to Sunday Worship today. Isaiah 1:18. Listen to this. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be like wool.
Slain, holy, holy is he.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Your name is great, and your till my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, worship your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Oh, my soul, worship His holy name.
Yes, a favorite song right there here on today's edition of Sunday Worship and 10,000 Reasons. Well, friend, I hope you are having yourself a great weekend. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. This past week, I think it was Wednesday. Yeah, it was Wednesday of this past week that Billy Graham would have been 100 years old. Amazing. And I remember hearing the news of Dr. Billy Graham going home to be with the Lord back in February of this year. And I just wept. I wept and I'm not sure why. I can't explain why. I didn't know the guy, never met him or anything. And I felt drawn to open God's word and read 1 Thessalonians 4. And let me just read this to you today. And it's just a great reminder for you and me today as children of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 13 says, "But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words."
There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when He calls.
a day that's drawing near. When this darkness breaks to light and the shadows disappear, and my faith shall be my eyes. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. Victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when He calls my name. No
a wonderful song about the resurrection. Chris Tomlin and I Will Rise. Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Worship today. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. Connect with the program on Facebook. Just search for Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. And I love these words from Jesus here from John chapter 15, verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. It's easy to take a little break from God when life or tragedy happens. It's easy to run from Him. I mean, when we do, we are like a vine cut off from the source, deprived of nurture and strength. I mean, we cope at first, don't we? But soon begin to wither. We drop out of church, quit reading our Bible, quit praying. And what we don't realize is that without God, friend, there is no peace within. I don't know where you've been, what you've done, taking a little break from the Lord or not. Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branch. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Friend, I encourage you today on this Sunday to get back, get reconnected to the true vine, Jesus.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth.
Isn't this a pretty song? It's Marty Nystrom and As the Deer. Well, friend, thank you so much for tuning in to Sunday Worship. Today, of course, is Veterans Day here on Great News Radio. And so what we're going to do, we're going to have the Battle Hymn of the Republic lead us out. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Happy Veterans Day.